question for you. Would you like to save money and time when buying VMware products and also have the flexibility to keep pace with your ever-changing virtualization requirements? My name is James Hilliard, your host of Connection Point. My guess is the answer to those questions is probably a yes. Kevin O'Connor is our guest today. He's Senior Director, Software Product Management at the PC Connection family of companies. And he joins us on this episode of Connection Point, sharing his tremendous software product strategy experience from his time. He's been at startup companies. He's been at large organizations. And today, here with all the details on VMware's flexible and cost-effective purchasing programs and their potential benefits for your organization. And Kevin, appreciate the time today.
Thanks for having me, James.
All right, let's start off just in general. How does VMware structure its programs, and do companies need to reach kind of a certain level of purchases before they can participate with VMware on some of these programs?
Yeah, they do. It's a great opportunity for customers, as VMware has enabled them with three different separate purchasing programs. There's the volume purchase program, the VPP as it's referred to, the enterprise purchase program, and then a specialized program referred to as the ELA program as well. So these provide a spectrum based on the deployment size, and each one of them provides, you know, various, you know, flexibilities and more cost-effective ways to acquire those VMware products. I'll tell you, anyone who's not taking advantage of these is really missing an opportunity to optimize their acquisition for VMware products today.
All right. Well, let's do this for the rest of our conversation here, about 10 minutes. We'll talk a little bit, and we'll kind of go in stages. We'll start with what's available for smaller purchases, and we'll move up to the larger, the largest maybe then of purchases, and talk a little of some of the specific verticals out there. And folks, at the end, we'll make sure we absolutely give you some contact information so you can get more, because really we are going to touch the surface here, scratch the surface. We're not going to get into super detail. But that being said, there are some things, some nuggets that we think you can all benefit from. So those particulars, Kevin, let's get to what's available for the smaller purchases. Which VMware program really has the lowest entry point? How does that program in general work?
So that program is the volume purchase program, and the initial purchase point for a customer to move into that program would have to be an investment of $25,000 or more. It's a nice program. It's very simply modeled, where it's a points accumulation model. As products are acquired, point totals increase, and as those point totals increase, customers graduate through a tiered level of discounts. They can see all of these discounts through a portal that VMware makes available to customers. So in doing so, they've got much better predictability of what their budgets are going to look like. They can immediately qualify for those discount levels. There's nothing that they need to do. This is all factored in by, you know, our organization in conjunction with VMware. And customers can track where they are in that spectrum, over the course of the 2 years that the VPP provides this this discount eligibility to them.
It seems like this is a great program for companies that, you know, they're growing, they're buying more products, but they might not have a two-year plan in place. So it's nice that they can make some purchases and they accumulate towards these potential discounts and going through those different levels. What about moving on to an organization that is larger, that has a strategic plan, and they know exactly where and when they might be purchasing product? What type of program available for those organizations?
Yeah, so that is when customers will graduate into the Enterprise Purchasing Program, or the EPP. And so this would start with an investment of $250,000 or more in product acquisition. Now, the number one consideration for this program, and what I would encourage you as a customer to look at, is the price protection dimension of this. When you enroll in the EPP, there is a lock put on the cost for license and associated support that can be acquired through the program, meaning that, you know, over that three-year strategic acquisition or move into a, you know, private cloud deployment, customers are guaranteed of a specific discount level. And so that really provides them, you know, optimal, you know, budget planning and visibility to that. It's a very comfortable program, and again, is enabled with an online portal, so you as a customer can go on and immediately, you know, self-service your requirements for, you know, new license acquisition, license key generation, And you can also replenish the number of licenses that you want to make available in that organization during that 3-year period of the EPP.
And that EPP, 250,000 up to about 600,000 for kind of the MSRP of product they're buying. Company is looking at 600K plus, then that must go to that last program that you mentioned in the beginning, yes?
That's right. The top end of the commercial licensing programs that we would make available to a customer would be the enterprise license agreement. And this is really a custom agreement that's assembled. Our license specialists would work very closely with the VMware organization and give customers, the highest value discount configuration that can be made available to them based on what that acquisition may be. And since it's, over 600K MSRP, that can really be a variety of different price points, and as such, the discount will reflect that.
I can imagine, Kevin, we've got one or two folks that could be listening and saying, hey, wait, I don't know. Maybe I'm 500,000, maybe I'm 700,000, I don't know. That's where I'm assuming then the conversation comes into place and really getting in touch with someone at PC Connection, the family of companies, talking to the customer, really seeing where they might be. Is there fluidity, mobility between these programs? If, hey, we think we're going to be upwards of 600K, but we end up not being there, some type of flexibility?
Yeah, there is. What I would encourage customers to do would be to reach out to our VMware licensing specialists. They could work closely with the customer, better understand, their business environment, the model of acquisition that they're going to go through, and really, bring VMware into the conversation, make sure it's an optimized situation for the customer. We do this very routinely, and like you mentioned, these license specialists are available in all three of the teams available within the family of companies.
All right, cool. Folks, we'll make sure we give some of that contact information to you in just a little bit. Before that, though, specific market segments have different needs and wants and technologies, etc. Does VMware offer programs that target any specific segments? I don't know, financial or government or healthcare or something like that.
They do. Where financial and healthcare would go through the commercial programs we just discussed, VMware does have a very specific program in place. This program is available to any customer that meets the requirements or definition requirements of being a U.S. Federal customer. Great part about this program is as long as you meet those requirements, no enrollment action actually has to be done. So that means it's basically an automatic discount applied to U.S. federal customer orders. This program is called the Transactional Purchasing Program, again, only available to U.S. federal customers, and provides a discount range, much like the first program I mentioned. It's a tier-based, and based on the number of products and the value of the products being acquired, there's a graduation of discount levels that are automatically made available to those customers. And again, something that our licensing specialists are more than equipped to help a customer understand so they can get into that predictive purchasing model.
A good overview, Kevin, of the three kind of major offerings there, plus the bonus discount for the federal government. I said we wanted to give contact information. I've got that, and I'll give that out a minute or two here. Let me ask you to take a minute, though, and talk about the VMware Purchasing Program webpages on the websites, and specifically what information people might be looking for there, maybe some information that you think is really worthwhile that individuals should check out.
Yeah, we've got information on each one of the different licensing programs that's made available through the website. I would highly recommend customers to familiarize themselves with that so that they've got a good backdrop to the conversation. And then immediately reach out to their account manager. Oftentimes, there's updates and enhancements made to these programs. Our licensing specialists are trained so that they are aware of all those nuances and can bring that to the customer in the conversation. Make sure that they're having the freshest possible experience and understanding and working through the program as part of their acquisition strategy.
Hey, it makes sense. And again, Kevin, good information you've shared with all of us. And as Kevin said, the software licensing specialists at the PC Connection family of companies really are available to assist you so that you can make the best choices for your organization. So again, contact and call your account manager today to arrange a consultation. If you don't have a team in place, you can learn more online at pcconnection.com/VMware, or you can call 1-800-800-0014. To talk to a rep. You can also send us an email, pretty simple there. It is connect@pcconnection.com. Connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, my name is James Hillier. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again on Connection Point.